Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. I'm your host, Jen Narciso, and I'm super excited to be here today. On today's episode, I want to answer the question that I often get, which is, can I reach financial independence with kids? And so before I answer this, I actually want to flip the question on its head for a second. And instead of asking, can I reach financial independence with kids? I want you to ask, why can't I reach financial independence? I mean, why not? I don't see any reason why, but oftentimes I hear people say, I'm in so much debt, I can't believe it. How can I even save for my kids' college? How can I ever leave my job? Or I don't have time for a side hustle with kids. That's just crazy. I can barely find time to just sit for 5 seconds. Or I'm just making ends meet. How can I ever get ahead? There's just no way. I'm running here, there, everywhere. It's so hard. I don't even know anything about money. How do I even know where to invest, what to invest? It's complicated. No one ever talks about money, or my parents never taught me about money. How am I supposed to teach my kids? And it goes on and on and on and so forth. I've heard these things so many times from so many people. So if you've ever thought this, that is totally okay. You are not alone. And let's be honest with each other for a second. How would you know? How would you know anything about money? I mean, you didn't learn this in school. They don't teach this. And if your parents weren't taught it, how are they supposed to teach you this? It's not just supposed to come to you from the sky or through osmosis. How would you learn how to keep money? How would you know how to increase your income, how to increase wealth? How would you know where to invest? It's not the easiest thing. And there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of conflicting advice when you search the internet. So how are you supposed to navigate this? And then if you have kids on top of that, that adds a whole other level of stress and lack of time and lack of energy. How are you supposed to figure this out? And even if you are someone who is fortunate enough to understand money and know different strategies for wealth building and is on the path to financial independence, that is awesome. But it is very different when you have kids. And what do I mean by that? For instance, if you're a real estate investor, let's say, it is very different investing in real estate before you have kids versus after you have kids. And trust me, I know. It is night and day. So let's go back to the question at hand. Can you reach financial independence with kids? And so there's four things that I thought through that if you have these four things, there is no reason without a shadow of a doubt that you would not be able to reach financial independence. First is education. Second is resources. Third is support. And fourth is belief. Again, if you have these four things, really, there's no reason why you can't reach financial independence, even if you have kids. So let's dive into each of these for a second. Let's start with education. Do you even know how much money you need to reach financial independence? And by financial independence, I mean, do you have enough money to cover your living expenses, essentially? If you never were to work again, could you live off things to cover your basic needs like your housing, your utilities, your food, a cell phone, and maybe for like one or two luxury items? And so the first thing I need you to understand is how much money you need to have to even reach financial independence. Now, I've often heard financial advisors say, you know, I remember when I went to a financial advisor, at first I was quoted that based on our current income, we would need $8 million by the time we were ready to retire. That is just absurd. $8 million? That is crazy. No wonder why people feel like they could never reach financial independence. Even $5 million for someone, that is a lot of money. That's just nuts. But is that really how much someone really needs to retire? Let's talk about this a little bit more for a second. Let's see how much money you need to make. Let's do an example, for instance, okay? Let's say that you spend $5,000 a month, okay? So you times $5,000 times 12 months out of a year, that's $60,000 a year that you need, okay? And now we're going to use the rule of 25. Now, the rule of 25 comes from a Trinity study. It was done a number of years ago. And it essentially says that if you were to have a giant nest egg of money and you were to live off just 4% of that nest egg, so every year you took 4% from your nest egg out, you'd be able to retire. You'd be able to live off still the rest of your nest egg and never have to touch the principal of money. You could just live off the interest, essentially. So that's how we get 25. So if you take the number 60,000 and you times it by 25, that's how much money your nest egg would need to be for you to live off what they call the 4% rule. The study is old. It's not perfect. Obviously, there's other factors, but it does take into account inflation and things like that. But it's over, I think it was a 30-year window of time that you, if you were accessing your money. So we're going to use the 4% rule and the rule of 25 just for the scenario. So let's say $60,000 times 25, that's $1.5 million. $1.5 million is a lot better than $8 million. Significantly better and significantly much more manageable and much more reasonable. And in today's day and age, I really hate to say it, but even $1 million to become a millionaire is honestly not that much money anymore. There's people all over the place that are becoming wealthy. If you haven't read the book, it's called The Millionaire Next Door. It's a great book. And you'd be surprised at how many Americans, how many people are actually millionaires that don't flaunt it. They don't necessarily drive fancy cars or have fancy clothes, but they just save consistently over long periods of time and let compound interest do it. Or maybe they own a little bit of real estate in there. But $1 million isn't so crazy.
Before we can get excited about this $1.5 million, we first need to know what's your number. Do you need $60,000? Do you need $100,000? Maybe you only need $40,000. Whatever that is, though, first we need to figure out what your number is. And so let's help you do that by breaking it down into little pieces. So I want you to create an Excel spreadsheet. And in the first column, I want you to make a list of every single person or every company that you owe money to, whether you may have student loan debt, you have a car payment, mortgage, whatever debts you have, let's list who you owe in the first column. Then in the second column, I want you to write down how much you owe each of these people. In the third column, I want you to write down for each company or for each person, how much do you pay every single month, including principal and interest? Not just the interest, but how much do you pay every single month so you're actually putting money towards the principal balance along with the interest? And then in the fourth column, I want you to put the interest rate that you owe for each. And then in the fifth column, I want you to put down when these debts will be paid off. So assuming you are paying principal and interest every single month, when will these debts be paid off? Is it 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, put it down. And then now, congratulations, you now have a total picture of all the debt that you owe. And I really want you to own the spreadsheet. Take a look at it, face it. And now I want you to make a promise to yourself that these numbers will only go down. You will not be adding any more debt to the spreadsheet. Okay? And so take a moment, pause for a second, breathe a sigh of relief, right? Let it go, because now this is the lowest you will ever be, or the most amount of money you will ever owe, the most debt you will ever have. And the only way you can go from here is up. So congratulations, you are now about to change your future, change your family's future, and get rid of this debt, and now really start to create some wealth for your family. Now that you know your debt, you can pay it off, and you can use the snowball method where you pay off the lowest amount first so that you're making changes. So let's say you have debts, the one that you owe $1,000, another you owe $100,000. You would pay off the $1,000 debt first, and then you would pay off the $100,000 debt. And people do this for psychology reasons, because you're actually paying off debt, and it's a great way to get some early wins. And then once you pay off, let's say, the $1,000 debt, now you have an extra $1,000, you snowball that into the next debt, and so forth and so forth. The other way you could pay off debt is the avalanche method. And that's where you put money to the highest interest rate first, because you don't want to keep paying interest rate. That's essentially money just going to the bank. That's not money going to actually paying off your loan. So the avalanche method, you would pay off the highest interest rate first, then the second highest, and so forth. And again, you take that money, and then once you pay off the first debt, you use that to pay off the second debt, the third debt, and fourth debt, and so forth. And then the third way you could do it is somewhat of a hybrid. So maybe you pay off a couple of the quick wins, you pay off some of the lowest debt amounts first, but then you jump to the highest interest rates. It's really a personal preference. If you want it from a purely logical standpoint, it's better to use the avalanche method, where you're paying off the highest interest rates first, because that's, again, just money that's going to the bank that you're essentially losing every month. But if from a psychological standpoint, it's going to seem too overwhelming, and it, let's say that maybe the highest interest rate is where you have the most debt and you need some wins just so that you have the motivation to keep continuing, then maybe a hybrid's for you. But at least now you can see it. Now you can actually make changes, and now you can create a plan to actually get rid of this debt. And it's, I can tell you, it's so cool. Once you get rid of the first debt, it's like, oh, okay, I got this. And then the second one and the third one, and it's addicting, because you're like, maybe you set aside $100 a month to pay off debt, but after you get the first one out, you're like, ah, maybe I do have a little bit extra dollars. Because now once you start to see those debts go away, it actually becomes real that you can actually get out of debt. You're tricking yourself to say, oh man, this debt, it maybe isn't so overbearing, that once you get rid of a little bit and you start to just kind of hack away at it little by little, you start to see some changes. You start to feel freer. You start to feel a little bit of the weight off your shoulders. And then you get excited and you want to put more money, because now you want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. And that's the goal. Just get rid of this debt as quickly as possible. And so once you now have your debt laid out, the second big thing I want you to do is start tracking your expenses every single month. Now, this step is very important, and I encourage you to really get an idea of how much you're spending every month. Let's track 3 months worth. So if you can track 3 months that you've already have spent, great. If you can't, let's start fresh today. And there's some great resources you can use. One is mint.com. That's MINT.com. I love the site. It's great. You can link all of your credit cards up, your bank accounts, and it literally tracks every dollar that's spent. You can get really cool charts and graphs. But if you're more old school and you're hesitant about online security, then just do pen to paper. Use a good old, again, Excel spreadsheet. Just track all your expenses. Create categories however makes sense for you. But track your expenses over 3 months, and you will be shocked to see what you find. And I can tell you, my husband and I did this exercise a couple years ago, and this was before we had kids. I believe we were spending over $1,500 a month on groceries. That wasn't even including eating out. There was no reason why we should have been spending that much money. And I can't tell you how much we were probably wasting. I mean, we're pretty fit people. Like, it's just an absurd number. But we couldn't make any changes until we even knew what that number was. And so that's why these exercises are so important, because you can't really get educated on money unless you get educated about your own financial situation, your own financial house. The other good reason for tracking your money every single month is you never know. There's so much credit card fraud these days. You want to make sure that the purchases that are actually being drawn down from your credit card are actually your purchases and not someone else. And so I found that a lot of people who have done this exercise have been surprised that their cards have been hacked in different situations like that. So it's good to get into this habit and do every single month. So now, first thing, like I said, let's get your debt out. Second thing, we're going to start tracking your expenses. Now, the third thing is, I want you to lay out all your income, especially if you have a partner or spouse or whatever. It's very important to track all your income coming in, whether it's W-2 jobs, you have rental properties, whatever it is. And if you are married or you are in a relationship, I should say, I just created a great resource for each of you. It's called 19 Tips for Navigating Money in Your Relationship. And so I know having a conversation with your significant other can be very intimidating, especially around money, and especially if you have a negative mindset around money, or you've had negative experiences around money, or maybe your partner has. And so I highly encourage you to use this resource, use this tool. You can go to investormama.com. It's right on the site there. And just take a look at it and use it as a guide to help facilitate some conversations. If you're scared, just say, hey, I was listening to this podcast and there was this freebie and I figured, why not? Let's just try it, and just make it like a silly thing. Like, ah, like, let's just see. And then just use it as like a tip or a resource to help you out. Because I really want you to have these conversations. It's so important in any relationship, especially when money's involved, that you have these money conversations. The sooner, the better.
I know I just spent a lot of time talking about education, but I just think it's very important. And so going back to the original question as to, can I reach financial independence with kids? I just went through the first reason as to why you couldn't, because of lack of education. The second thing is lack of resources. So let's say you're educated, but how do you get the resources to actually create financial independence? And by resources, I mean money. How do you create more money? And there's really only two ways to create money. You have to either decrease your expenses or increase your income. Those are really it. And we're going to talk more about this in future episodes on different hacks, different tricks, savings, increasing wealth. But there are two resources that I do want to share with you at least right now, just so that if you're like, Jen, don't leave me hanging. I really need to create some extra income. What can I do?
There's two great side hustles that I absolutely love, especially for those of you who are super busy and may have kids or may not have kids, but don't have a ton of time, but want to create some extra income on the side.
One is creating Facebook ads for businesses, and the other is becoming a Pinterest virtual assistant. And the reasons why I love these two is because they don't take a ton of time and a ton of effort, but you can create some significant wealth with it. And so for the first one, the Facebook Ads Manager, if you don't know what that is or you're not sure how this could work for you, there is a phenomenal course that Bobby Hoyt and Mike Yonda put together from Laptop Empires. I went through it and it was amazing. It literally took me, I had no idea what a Facebook ad really was before taking this course. And it took me all the way through that I now know how to pitch businesses to do their Facebook ads and the confidence that I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing, and it's just great. I highly encourage you to check it out. The second thing is becoming a Pinterest virtual assistant. There's another great course Kristen Larson put together. It's phenomenal. And if you go to investormama.com/make money, again, that's investormama.com/make money, you could check these two out. And for becoming a Pinterest virtual assistant, I mean, come on, who doesn't like making money while being on Pinterest? And so many companies now need to be going into the online space, especially with COVID and everything. They need people to help them. And so you can get ahead of the curve, learn these things, and then help other businesses to grow. It's awesome. So check this out. And for the Pinterest virtual assistant, I know people who have hired people who've gone through this course and have absolutely loved it and are making really good money with this. Both are great potential sources of income for you.
So if you need some extra income, you can check it out, investormama.com/make money. Again, it's investormama.com/make money. And as I find other resources for you as well, I will put that on this page so it will continue to grow. But for right now, these two are a great start for you to check out. And so let's go back to the original question. Again, can I reach financial independence with kids? And now the third reason as to why you couldn't would be if you did not have support. And so it's one thing to know how to reach financial independence, but it's another thing to actually implement it. And another thing to implement it for the long haul. Without support, it's very easy to get sidetracked and to, as what I like to call, go after shiny new object syndrome, which I know I've fallen prey to that. And so a lot of the principles of wealth building are very simple and they're not glamorous, they're not sexy, but when the nice new shiny thing comes along, it could be very easy to go after it or to feel like even though you may have the strategies in place that you want, you may always feel like you could do more or do different things. And that's when you get into trouble, or let's say you're older and you're trying to catch up. And so you may make more riskier financial decisions. That's also not great. And so that's why having support, having a group of people to bounce ideas off of, to talk with. And so that's also why I wanted to create the Investor Mama group. You can join the Facebook group. You can follow me on Instagram. Just go to investormama.com/connect. And we have to be here for each other. This is what it's all about. And so the more support you get, it's just like another tool in your tool belt to have a group, especially as women. Money is such a taboo subject and a lot of people just feel so intimidated by it. And I really want to create a group where you have a safe space to actually talk about these ideas, ask questions. Don't be afraid. The only stupid question is the question you don't ask. And so go to investormama.com/connect and join the Investor Mama tribe. And now the final reason to answer the question as to can I reach financial independence with kids is, do you believe you can do it? And do you believe you deserve it? And there is no doubt in my mind that you can reach financial independence, especially if you have kids. I mean, think about it for a second, right? If you can have kids, you can literally do anything. I'm a firm believer of that. I mean, really, think about it. Like when your child was first born, right? You had no idea what you were doing. You leave the hospital, you have this little being and you're supposed to take care of it. You're supposed to know what it needs, know what it wants. And so you start tracking when they're sleeping, when they're eating, when they have bowel movements, all these things, you're tracking every little thing. So if you can track everything for your child, why can't you track your money? Okay. Now, tracking for your child is a lot harder than tracking your money. It's a lot simpler, especially now with all these automations. Like I said, with mint.com, you don't even have to think about it. It's all right there for you. You can set up automatic savings, automatic investments. So you can really eliminate a lot of the thought process and just automate everything. So if you can raise a child, you can grow wealth. Because success principles, to have a successful kid, is the same thing as having money. It's, you're investing in your child's growth. You're going to invest in your education. If you could read a parenting book, you can read a book about money. It's all the same concept. It's all the same skills. So why can't you reach financial independence? I mean, really think about that. And as to whether or not you deserve it, of course you deserve it. And not only do you deserve it, your kids deserve it. Your family deserves it. And so I just encourage you, whatever limiting beliefs you have, I really want you to lean into this podcast. I want you to hear from others, other stories. And if they can do it, you can do it. And if they deserve it, you deserve it. And I'm going to simplify this for you. And so for all these four things, education, resources, support, belief, that's what the Investor Mama podcast is all about. And we're going to help eliminate all these obstacles so that you can get financial independence. And if you're a parent, not only do I believe you can reach financial independence, I would argue that you have an obligation to reach financial independence because you have little eyes watching you. And now you are setting the example for them. So it is the utmost importance that you get yourself educated, you arm yourself with the resources, you find the support you need, and then you start to change that mindset of yours so that you believe you can do it and you deserve it. And so I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please subscribe to the Investor Mama podcast. Leave a review. It really helps the providers know that you are finding value from this content. So again, if you can subscribe, leave a review. It is extremely important to get more ears listening to this podcast. And so I really appreciate it. And this is Investor Mama. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.